back. We're live here. Callers, 800-313-9443. We're talking about what we need to do to straighten out this mess. It's enough. It's enough. We have enough evidence. We have enough information out there to open up these cases. We're trying to find out why nobody's doing anything and have been given venue of investigative power to investigate corruption and fraud and mishandling of funds and corruption. Nobody's doing anything. And you go to court, it is a situation of great darkness for citizens. Not those that have clout, not those that have a hidden privilege, but the citizens themselves are suffering. And that includes policing, and everything needs to be revamped. And the only way we can do this is to get those 85 million people that came together about telemarketing to get up and do the right thing now and sign up and start working towards getting this corruption stopped now. I'm going to go to my caller. Cliff's still there. John is still out there in New York, and we're going to bring John from New York, Syracuse area, up. John, in Syracuse, you have a question, and welcome to the Deanne Burley Show.
Yes, a couple quick things here. Hello, Deanne and John. John, when you get a chance after the show is over, if you get a chance, send me call me. I need your mailing address. So, anyhow, I have some DVDs I want to send them. The other thing is, I think the biggest problem you have and why you keep asking why nobody's getting together and doing this is you don't have enough public that knows anything about the real facts. You're competing against all the other medias out there, and you're on a great station and stuff like that, but there's just not enough numbers listening. I have a little micro up right now that you're getting out in my area, but that's one of the answers is
well,
micro
thank
FM.
You.
Yes. But, you know, I just think every patriot needs to have a little micro in his house so he can work outside and listen at the same time, but also he can educate his neighbors. His neighborhood is only as strong as his neighbors are as far as being overrun and taxed by lack of food during a food famine and whatnot. But that's the thing. You need to get the marketing and getting the information out there. You're not going to get anywhere near 85 million because I even saw the ad on the news at the time. Every news station was saying, call your Congress or something about the nuisance phone numbers. And it was probably an AP news story that they all picked up and shot out there. And that's why everybody did it, because they saw that and they said, oh, I can do that, you know, because I hate the aluminum siding salespeople worse than I do, you know, being afraid to make a phone call.
but the thing is on this, okay, I appreciate you a lot, and I've talked to you before.
Yep.
You called here, and you are right. You know, everybody needs to do a micro station. I'm going to start hooking into CBs because there's a lot of truckers out there that listen. You know, I'm kind of creative in what I do because the whole issue is that I'm trying to get as many people out here aware and alerted to this nightmare that is going on. Like I said, I was a former deputy clerk of a circuit court. I worked at Argonne National Laboratories. I worked for International Harvesters, Gypsum, and all these big corporations, all tied into variables of things, you know, and that ended up later on tied into some of this corruption. Not Gypsum as much as some of these other bigger corporations, and I don't want to go through all the names. But the thing is that we can do this. We can do this. Now, I want to ask you, John, I have you, I'm going to pose the same question to you as I did Cliff. Can you come on board as a member of the Scholars for Integrity and Justice?
I don't see a problem why I couldn't.
Okay, well, you have my email, I hope. If you could email me, I'll send you information. And please hang on a second. I don't want to lose you. And callers, I need callers here. I want to hear from you out there, 800-313-9443. I want to know who's listening because I want to find out if there's some type of way we can make a move to make this country whole again. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
And it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on Republic Broadcasting Network, .org, also rbnlive.com. You can get it by both sites, also on Truth Radio, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. By the way, we're going to talk about another subject when I, you know, kind of get past this thing, but I think this is a very important issue, and I need you to call. I want to find out who's listening out there. Call in at 800-313-9443. If you want to be a part of Scholars for Integrity and Justice, call in, because this is a very important movement. Again, this is going to be tailgated in behind the POW-MIA issue, because all of this nightmare we have has to do with the fact that we don't have any justice. If we get the justice system cleared up, then we can deal with the issue of bringing our military men back, the issue of missing men that have served in foreign wars, the health issue that's confronting both the military men and the people here, Social Security, and everything. If we can get this thing done, and we can do it for real, if we work together here. Now, I have both John in New York, John Alstasis here. I have also Cliff in Colorado. Now I have another caller, George in Pennsylvania. George, are you still there?
Hello.
Hi, George. How are you doing? Welcome to the Amber Early Show.
Hi, Deanne. This is the first time I've ever called your show.
Oh, welcome, and I thank you for calling in.
But I have listened for a while. I think your show is one of the better ones.
Oh, well, thank you.
I wanted to comment on something, and then I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, well, your co-host John mentioned something about he was mentioning about these nuclear waste facilities, and he said there was one in the Buffalo area. He wasn't sure where that one was.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm from that area, and I think what he's thinking of is Little Valley Nuclear Waste Dump.
Well, you've got, like, Love Canal, and there's, like, 14 other sites like Love Canal, but Love Canal's one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, Love Canal, that was when, I remember that lady, Lois Gibbs, and when they wanted to sell their houses, and then some people were saying, oh, they're just trying to make money off the houses to get out of there. But I'm familiar with Little Valley, and they got some pretty nasty stuff there. There's a website that you can go to. It's called ToxicNiagara.com.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's another one called Nuclear Niagara.
Well, it should be, but I lived up there. I'm kind of sick right now, but I am trucking away on a couple different things that I'm working on. But I know that Little Valley is a real nasty one. It's hard to get in and out of there. My brother drives tractor trailers and hauls stuff in there. And you got to be cleared and get off your truck. They have to drive it in, and you have to be checked and pat it down and all that. One of the companies that's up there, they have some pretty nasty stuff that they send to these landfills. It's Occidental Chemical in Niagara Falls.
Hmm.
Occidental Chemical in Niagara Falls. I've been there myself, and when some things were going on when I lived there. I wanted to bring your attention to something else, too. About 18 months ago, they brought a bunch of portable showers into the city of Buffalo up there, and some other things that would suggest, what are they bringing this here for? I've had NBC training when I was in the Army. There's only a couple of things that you'd use those for, and that would be a biological threat or a nuclear threat, because you have to be decontaminated. That's what these showers are for. And they also brought some, there's some funny weapons that we weren't able to find out about. I can't find that guy's name that knew about the particulars. I'm trying to locate him. But they brought some weapons in there, and they were making an issue out of, how do we know that they wouldn't use these things on us? And I went, well, if they brought them here, they're probably going to use them on you. Don't be dumb, you know? And so I was just,
when did this happen? Just recently?
Within the past 18 months, we went up there to see what was going on, and they had a bunch of portable showers that were brought in by FEMA.
Did you take some pictures?
No, we couldn't get any. You couldn't get near there with a camera because it was under guard.
I was in contact with a woman that lived on the reservation up that way, and they had a road that went through that was, there's a high power line system through the reservation.
Yes, sir.
And the road gave up, and they had to come in and excavate that road, and there was supposedly nuclear waste in that landfill on the reservation. And it was real hushed up. You didn't hear nothing. But everybody on the reservation has thyroid problems and those kind of things.
Yeah, the Seneca Nation.
Right.
Which, by the way, the new governor up there, Elliot Spitzer, is trying to force them to charge tax for the gasoline, and a lot of people buy their cigarettes there. And that just caused an uprising there. I tried to talk to John Statmiller about it, but they never did call me back, and they didn't put it on. I talked to his wife. And there's some serious problems going on there. There was a bad uprising between the Seneca Nation of Indians, and it did get physical. They had,
wow,
the state police, they had the state police in there going at them, and then it was turning, it turned very physical.
Well, and can you take my number down?
Sure.
I would like, if you know of anyone in the Seneca Nation that would come on my broadcast,
well,
I would like to talk to them and interview them. Call me at
630-9. Hold on.
Okay.
What was it again, Deanne?
630-9782.
Right.
Deanne. Yeah, because I will put also that on my blogger.
Okay. Is this your a number that's voice?
No, it's me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a voice phone. It's not like email or
cell phone.
No, it's a voice phone. It's directly to me.
All right. Because I have some things that I know about other subjects that you've covered on here.
Uh-huh.
I know intimate things like you covered that guy was on there that talked about these Jesuits and so forth.
Uh-huh.
I have in-depth information on them. And I know that they had three congresses they held, one at Vienna, Verona, and Chieri, Italy, in northern Italy near Turin. And the things that were decided there was the total destruction of the United States at all costs. I have other information that I got from my father's whole side of the family is Roman Catholic. And so I understand the inner workings of that. I've heard things talked about that are better left unsaid. I've gotten myself into a little bit of a bind where I live right now, but I'll get myself out of it. Just from, you know, bringing up issues and talking about things, and I guess there's some people that don't like it. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention that there's some people in those southern counties in New York, it's not just the Indians, where they've been oppressed by the state police and stuff like that, and several state troopers have been shot there. And
shot.
They just had a funeral for, I think three of them were just buried here within the past several months. And so they're bearing down on those people in what's called the South Towns, and they're shooting them. So I tried to get a hold of John Statmiller. I felt that it was important, and they totally ignored the information I had. While I still had all the stuff in front of me to verify everything, because every time I'm able to mention something, I am able to prove it. it's all he would have had to do at the time was go to the BuffaloNews.com on the Internet. And it was in there, too. It was in the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And it was showing the funeral proceedings for this one trooper. I know quite a few of them. I know the homicide detectives in the city there that pretty much told me as far as that other, some of the things that I was checking into at the Niagara Falls Air Force Base that I better back off because I'm going to end up getting hurt. And I said, well... Maybe you're right, but I hope you
triplicate your information. Give one to your pastor if you have one.
Well, anyway,
one to your mother, and send one off to RBN or Alex Jones.
They don't. They already called those people you mentioned.
Let's put it to this way. I don't want to bash or talk about Alex Jones or John Statmiller, but I will tell you this, and this is how I operate. I'm offering you something because I'm opening up a door for people here on this broadcast. This is why I'm crying out to everyone that listens. If you have this information and I can talk to you, you have my number. I'm putting together a part of my blogger. If you go on, look for Integrity and Scholars for Integrity and Justice under Google. You'll see my new site. It has video and everything in it. I'm putting up a journal. And if you want to be a part of the journalist team to bring in your information and upload it into the site with your name under it and act as a reporter for me, then you got that. Because the bottom line is the thing is, again, this is my way of putting the people together. This is a people's broadcast here. So I'm saying to you, if you have this information and you want to be on board, and then I'm giving you an opportunity to be a journalist, and I'm going to give you a full kit to protect you under that umbrella of being a journalist. See, the whole issue here is the fact that I have my dad was in the media for a long time, and he taught me things, and my mom taught me things, and I know a whole bunch of people from that era. And the thing I'm doing right now is I'm building a network of people to build up another level of media that's going to work so the people will have the truth. Indie radio is becoming something vast and new, and a lot of people are moving over into that area, and they are reading the reports. They are looking into the stories. So, again, you know, if you would like that, you have my number. Give me a call tomorrow. We can talk more about that. We're going to a station break. If you want to give my your number to my producer, Manny, I'll take that, and we'll talk to you. We'll be back after this break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, Republic Radio Broadcasting.org, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, folks, next Saturday, I'm doing back-to-back broadcast on the prison system and then also on the homeless. I interviewed some people today that are homeless. They were military, former military men, and they told me what's going on out here, and you will be shocked at what's going on with the people that are homeless out here. And the prison system is in a disarray. You need to know and you need to hear this broadcast because it affects us again. Again, your tax dollars are going to this. Now, I'm going to go back and I'm going to ask John Alastasis, John in New York and Syracuse, and also Cliff that's up. What do you think about this program that I'm putting together? Are you on board or what do you feel? John?
Well, the what you're looking at, number one, is the vote has been controlled, but yet the vote is a number of people that is supposed to control. So basically you're trying to put a number of people that is on a petition that's not controlled by a controlled vote mechanism. You're a of your initial vote that you're getting together and using it as a leverage to try to leverage a policy and then to change the law back to where it should be through numbers, which is the vote system, basically, except you're bringing it from an outside source where it's not alternately controlled wrongly. And, you know, if we prove it to be a good lever of mechanism to start with the POWs, possibly bring them home, start with the justice system, start correcting that, gee, that'd be fantastic. And we can hopefully start correcting things that way and you know, changing the ways that's been coerced against us.
And again, if everybody that's listening, and you're right, John, everybody listening to this takes this measure to their family and talk to five individuals, and then those people to bring it to five, you know, it's kind of like multi-level marketing, but not without the situation of fraud. But the thing is, we're basically going in and we're bringing this to people so that we can gather up the numbers we need. We have to use what we have available to us. Now,
wait a minute, Jan. I want to give my phone number out in case you can't get a hold of you. They can get a hold of me.
Sure.
And that's 607-336-6647. And you can call me or Deanne. I'll be honest with you, call Deanne after 7 p.m. Central's time because she's having trouble covering her phone bills. And after that, it's free on her cell phone, so it's cheaper for her. If you can do that, it would help. Because we're just trying to meet specs here, whatever, to stay, you know, keep things operating. We're both being attacked ourselves. And also, I wanted to give a warning to this other gentleman. As you start to come on as a whistleblower, you've already felt the impingements of it. It will get harder and stronger. And the only thing I can tell you there is that the Lord tells you in the writings that as the ones that have least will have the most in the end. And it's a challenge to you as far as a point of growth and as far as how much you'll trust yourself in the belief of God or whatever, your beliefs of conviction, to perpetrate the truth and justice.
And another thing, too, if you call me, like on the other number, which is 630-812-0171, I can get that call, too, 630-812-0171. But on the weekend, you can call me anytime, and then on the week after 7. But if you can leave a message, I will call you back. Now, the other thing, too, now I want to pose this question.
Add something? Yeah,
who's this?
This is Cliff.
Oh, hey, Cliff. Okay.
Could I add something? I kind of got to agree and disagree with John, I guess, from New York. I agree with what he said, the whistleblower, apparently. Yeah, you got to get your ducks in a row and get that information out. You'll be much more safer.
Indeed.
You can't, I disagree with just coming out on a one-time call and saying you have this and this and this and no one will take this. You have to be prepared to come forward and New York Times and da-da-da-da-da. And so the more information you can get out on even blog sites or internet will help you in the long run. With a disagreement with John, I think the information is already out there. I think people know. The latest polls I've seen with the Kennedy assassination, it's like 85% at the most and maybe 75% at the least believe Kennedy was assassinated and it was an inside job. Most people know what's going on, and they know that the government's corrupt. I disagree that more information needs to be brought out. What I think is, it's like the emperor wears no clothes. I go to picket in front of courthouses and things like that, and so what it needs is people need to see that other people are doing something. Then they go, oh my gosh, if he's willing to do something, he's going to do something. Gee, you know. I know. I've known I've paid taxes. I watched the Aaron Russo movie From Freedom to Fascism. I've known this is corrupt. Look at these people. They're willing to do this. It's not really that the information is lacking. It's just that people are unwilling or they need to see more examples of it. Like I said, if you do grassroots movies, you do library shows, you give out tapes, you talk to people. That's all you do is talk to people. Now, as far as your website, I'll join it. I'm not a scholar. I'm a construction worker. I'm just a nobody.
You're not a nobody.
I'm just
you're
a grunt. I'm not a scholar.
Yeah, but the thing is that you wouldn't believe how smart people are that are not those that are considered highly intelligent. The thing is that you know there's something wrong. I know there's something wrong.
Yeah. And
so the thing is that you're proactive enough to see it and operate on it, and I appreciate that in you. How many people have sat there and thought about putting together a micro station like you have? So the thing is, I would give you a prop on that, because a lot of people don't have that courage, and I really appreciate you. I really do.
Well,
we'll be back after this break.
Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, we're back. And we're here live on RBN callers, 800-313-9443. I would love to hear from you. This is a very important broadcast, because the bottom line is this is bringing everyone together and putting everybody working for a good cause. I had a gentleman called in, George, and I had talked to him, and I'm very honest on this. I had talked to a couple of other people that are in the Patriot community that are scholars. I've talked to other individuals that are not. And anyway, again, I'm bringing up a journal, and the journal is going to be open for people to put their articles on, their information. If you have a video, you can stream it through my site. And I have a separate thing that I'm putting on that we can come together and discuss and have these meetings like Clifford talking about at the libraries, and then come back and discuss it. Because the bottom line is, if we work collectively, we can make a change. George needs protection. I need protection. John Anastasis needs protection. Eric Schein, he needs protection. We can go on for days. The number of people that are in the Patriot movement needs protection. Cliff, probably, John, out there in New York. The bottom line is if we all come together and work, have our backs, not against the wall, but backs behind other people that will come behind us in case we are fallen and bring us back up. That's how we can win this. So, again, if you have a minute or time just to put together either a meeting at a library, like Cliff was saying, if you could come together and actually form a, just a letter or something that you want to put on to a blogger, hey, this is the open forum to do it. But we have to support each other in this because that is the way we can make a difference. Because, again, I'm putting a legal community together behind this. I'm going to have lobbyists. I got also publicists, two of them already lined up. So the thing is I'm putting together a whole network to work for us. Now, do I have any money? I don't have a dime. But the thing is, you know, if you know how to create things, you can create it, and you can make things work. And the thing is, I have some of the top people in the country involved in this. So I'm asking you, the listener, to get involved because we need to revamp what's going on. Bring our men back home, not march and have any solution, but to march and come back with a solution and a plan to make this thing change. Who was that that wanted to talk? That was John or was that Cliff?
Well, I was going to say one thing. Everybody I know that sees the black POW MIA flag that's waving around knows that our country left them behind. And you don't see them those flags too much around. So they do know. Most people do know when they see that flag. It's not, oh, you know, he was shot down or he's missing. It's our government let us down. That's the feeling I get. That was what I was going to say about that. And that's a great thing you're fighting for because they've been forgotten. And Kerry and McCain both are disgraceful because they looked into that our MIAs and POWs, and they left them behind. And there's been plenty of documentations to prove that.
But Ron Paul is actually on our side. He's been working with Bill Dumas.
And
we need to support him because the bottom line is we need a candidate that is for the people and not for himself. The last candidate I saw that was on our page actually was Jimmy Carter. And after that, it's been, you know, wading into this corporate nonsense. And it's gotten to the point that with the corporatism has gotten so huge, it's taken away from the very essence of what working Americans are about. So we need to change this back to where it was. We don't need any more laws. We have the laws on the books. We don't need judges that are creating rules that oversee the law in regards to clout.
Well,
we need to remove them.
One thing you went through with after I called, and I'm sorry, I kind of missed the first part with the nuclear activity, but you were on on a roll. We're in trouble. We're just in trouble. Our Constitution's gone. That's the bottom line. It's gone. One thing that I tell people when they get depressed and they just don't want to fight, they don't want to do anything, I tell them this is an exciting time to be alive. Yes. Disgusting, evil, and it's criminal, and our Constitution is gone, but it's exciting because you can get involved. You can call. If you don't have any money, you can make phone calls, and people say, oh, well, that doesn't matter. Well, it does. You get involved. And like I said, I'm not sure it's lack of information. I think it's lack of people getting up and doing. And if you can't do with money, then you do with you support someone at the courthouse in a wrongful lawsuit, or you sign petitions. There's petitions everywhere. People go knocking, you know, right here where I live, they're trying to give illegals driver's licenses, okay? There's petitions everywhere. They want to stop that. That's insanity. It's going on in Illinois, in Texas.
Well, that's what I thought out here. They had this international driver's license thing that was going out of whack just before September 11th. And Muhammad Atta had one of those international driver's licenses, and people were picking them up for $500, and I was going out here complaining, and I went back and found out that it was being issued through AAA Chicago Motor Club. And I said, how the heck are you doing that? Who's monitoring it? Now, Americans got to go get their driver's license and go through all this rigmarole of checks. So somebody comes in here and gets an international driver's license, pays between $5 to $500.
We're living in the Twilight Zone. We're living in the Twilight Zone. That's it. It's insanity. But I do tell people it's an interesting time to be alive. So spark it up. Get involved. Do something. Don't sit on your butt. And
because
also,
you know what? One thing you can say, too, right now is the biggest time and opportunity for change. Because if you are smart in this time, you can recreate a bad scenario into a good one. And that's what the thing is, right, I'm being offering up right now. Because, again, if we come in with a wave of a different our process of recorrecting and redirecting the nonsense that's going on, we can move into another realm. And I have another caller, if you can have a second. We got Dan in Texas. Dan, are you there? And welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Hope you have a good show. You're talking about Kennedy. One thing that's been ignored is, back when he was first shot, it was pointed out that a bullet was in Connolly, and it was said that Connolly, the bullet was too close to his heart or too close to his funny bone or something. They couldn't dig it out of him, but they said when Kennedy drops dead, they get that bullet out of Kennedy, then they'll know for sure that the bullet came from Oswald. And that's been covered up all the news media, all those phony people that seem to care about the truth about the Kennedy thing. And that bullet's sitting in his grave right now. And if they dug it up, of course, it probably might have already been replaced in his cadaver, you know. But if it had got that bullet out of Kennedy when he died, it would have been clear if that bullet came from Oswald's gun or not. And that just shows you how phony our whole country's become as far as all these different investigative committees. They're all a bunch of phonies, and no one wants to know the truth in the first place. Because that one bullet would have proved if Oswald did it.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, again, what happened there? How many years ago was that? That was in the 60s, and we're all the way still talking about it, and where was they did have the Warren Commission report, but again, it was clear and decisive. There was an insider, and it was a situation of many being involved. So where was, you know, a person could go in and shoot somebody. I got that on my blog or two, and they could go to be picked up by people, a police department, and that person that they picked up may not have done the crime, but they have enough forensic evidence to hold them. Even though that person did the crime, they can lock them up in jail for a number of years, like Alonzo Cruz out in Naperville, Illinois, and lock them up for a number of years for killing this little girl, McCarrick Crow, and then they found out through DNA evidence years and years later that he didn't do it. Now, they locked him up and put him in prison for that crime. But then you have these huge criminals that are doing things worse, like 9/11, Oklahoma City, killing Kennedy, all these things. And we can't lock up anybody. We don't have no evidence on nothing. And we just sit there and constantly go over these scenarios. Why is it that they can lock up people, put them in incarceration, and lock them up in jail, and then they have little or no evidence on that? But when we have enough conclusive evidence that there is something going on that's wrong, that needs to be totally investigated, there's no way they do it. They don't do this. They don't handle it.
Yeah, but Dan, first off, the Struder film, they said three shots from the back. And you watched Kennedy get shot in the throat. You watched him get thrown forward from the bullet hitting him. Then you watched him see his brains blown out of his back, and his wife grabs a piece of his brain on the back trunk. Does not explain what the official explanation is, but yet a sheeple allow him to go on with the report, the official report, the Warren Commission report, and then we watched National Geographic for years, and nobody got excited. Nobody says, you freaking liars. I mean, it's just, we just sit back and think, wow, there it is.
Yeah, And then the thing is, that throws fear in people because they're scared that somebody might do that. And so everybody walks around and, you know, I can't do anything. Shh, don't tell anybody and stuff. And we see things, I mean, right before us, and we allow these criminals to get away.
Well, D.N.
Well, I was going to say, Kenny was a piece of dirt anyway. I mean, he was swimming with hookers in the White House swimming pool. That's why when after he was dead, they made the White House swimming pool into a garden because it's kind of embarrassing. The whole world sees the United States swimming with a bunch of hookers in the White House swimming pool. So he was doo-doo in the first place, in my opinion. But, I mean, our country really, we think of ourselves as a great, free, wonderful thing. Well, you got like Frank Sinatra. He was a mass murderer. He's a movie star. He was accused by the FBI. He couldn't be prosecuted because he was too powerful. I mean, we really are not all the great, clean, free country. Well, we've been brainwashed into thinking we are. I mean, we can be a Christian country. We're founded by Christians. But I think the slime balls are running our lives today. But there is an organization that is trying to do something about it. You'd probably be against it. It's the John Birch Society, and they're full of crooks. They're full of the enemy of our country. And the guy that started, John DeWelt, said that would happen because obviously their enemy is going to try to destroy anything that is correct. The FBI Ted Gunderson has a website. He's over seven FBI agents for over 30 years, retired FBI. He has a website, tedgunderson.com. And they explain that the John Birch Society has been infiltrated, which is obviously it would be because it's the only thing, it's only the biggest organization in the United States or really the world that's going to try to save our country. And if you join it, you can help to uninfiltrate it. But, I have a complaint. People like you starting a new organization, that's what's wrong. Everybody wants a new organization, new here and new there and everywhere else. But we can't get together because we're all scattered everywhere. We've been divided and conquered, and that's why we're losing.
Yeah, but see, the difference in what happened, I got people I know in John Birch Society. I've been talking to them since Oklahoma City. And they have a lot of good information, and a couple of guys helped me out. So I'm not against any organization that's doing things, but the bottom line is this. What I'm offering up is a judicial investigation with people of varied levels of prominency that can do something. This is not a situation that we are in that we're going to be talking and going on with this year after year. What I'm doing is I'm developing an independent prosecutor, in which they actually removed from law, which we're going to bring back into law, and we're going to make an independent prosecutor available through our group to investigate why these things are going on, and there is no justice system here in the United States, period. And like I said, the people involved in this are from the top on to the bottom. It's going to be the people and the people at the top that know that there's corruption that clean this thing up. I have forensic evidence experts. I have all the top people that can bring this stuff into a very simple equation of, you know, this happened here, this happened there, and this is corrupt, and this is the law, and this is what you're supposed to do, and that's it, period. And now the judge has to act on that because there is certain levels of law that he has to abide to through constitutional law. If he doesn't do it, then we have the right, through what we're getting ready to do, to impeach him off the bench. This is about removal of evil, getting rid of this crap. Because the thing is, we can sit here and talk about this for days, but the thing is, we have to come to another level in this.
Well, Deanne, most all of us love your program, and we do share your program with other people, that's for sure, because I sure have. And I wish your website best of luck, and I will join in disagreement with your last caller, and I'll be quick and get off, the last guy, we don't need to join groups because I know a lot of people that do things silently and they don't join groups and they don't pay their taxes and they're still patriots. So I would rather have hundreds or tens and tens of thousands of lone wolves out there than a few groups that can be targeted. And the John Birch Society is you can attack some of them and this and that. That's kind of foolish. What I wanted to say final, and then I'm just going to hang up and let others speak, and I've taken too much of your time.
And I thank you very much, Cliff. I really appreciate you.
No matter what your religion, it's clear that the Satanists and the Luciferians have taken over. That is clear to me. I was an atheist, and from my research, I won't give my religious
affiliation now, it doesn't matter. But my research is these people believe in evil. They're sick. They're demented. They're disgusting. They're destroyers. They're destroyers of truth. They're destroyers of life. They're destroyers of beauty. And they're evil. And we are carriers of truth. And we want to protect beauty and life and liberty and freedom. And that's my position. And good luck. And I'll join your group and wish you well. And
well, I thank you very much, Cliff.
Thank you very much. I'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Cliff. John, in Syracuse, are you there? I guess John in Syracuse?
Dan, I'm still Dan's here, so you're...
Oh, okay, hi. Okay, now, on what I had mentioned before, would you be willing to be a part of this campaign to clean up the judicial system through my broadcast?
Well, I mean, I hate to say no, but I've got so much groups I'm into now, it's insane. I mean, you're cranking up another one. I mean, I don't know what to say if we're all divided and conquered.
That if all those groups that you're talking about, if you give word that you have a broadcaster that is willing to give them leverage here, and if they join in on this campaign, because what we need is numbers to clean up the judicial system and everything else here. So, we're going to go to break now, and you can think about it, and you can call me at 630-930-9782 direct, and we can talk about it. We'll be back up, and the call is here, 800-313-9443, Deanne Burley.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
back, and we're at the last part of the Deanne Burley Show live here, and I thank my callers, Dan from Texas, and Cliff, and John, and I'm going to kind of give a last minute synopsis of the broadcast, and what I'm going to say to you is this. And I'm going to let John speak as well. Again, if you can help in this, we need donations. We need you. We need you to assist in this effort to bring about this country to be a country again. So if you can call us here at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. I appreciate that. From 7 p.m. on, I'm available, and on the weekends all day. If you can make a donation, it's Deanne Burley, 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 605-15, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Any donation will help. If you can go on PayPal, you just put in deanne.burley@gmail.com. You can make a donation there, because these donations go towards putting together this effort to bring back our country. Then in addition, the other thing I wanted to say, too, we need your support here on RBN. John Stattmiller, Sandra, they need your support, because we're going to be moving to another location. So, again, if you can make donations to the broadcast network, that would be wonderful. You just call 800-313-9443 and tell them that you can pledge some money to help, because the bottom line is indie radio is one of the unique aspects of the Internet, shortwave, satellite. It's there for you. It gives you a hands-on to the media. We bring the top individuals on and top people in the country to talk about the efforts that are going on all over the globe. And the thing is, we're trying to bring the people together with the legislators, the people that make the rules, and we're trying to make a change here. And the only way we can do it is to be a family and work together. And that's what this broadcast is about. John, do you want to say something before we end?
Well, it's just, you know, we're one of the tools. You and I have been persecuted pretty hard, and so I try to warn people about that. And at the same time, I understand the lone wolf idea of you've got to stay kind of behind the eight ball so you aren't able to get picked off. But it's organizations like the RBN and Truth Radio and Genesis that bring out the information to start educating the general public in general. And it doesn't happen for anything. Again, freedom isn't free. And, you know, we're not trying to beg or anything, but it's getting pretty close. And
Well, it's not about begging. It's not about that at all. If you go to mainstream radio and television, every one of them asks for donations. Every one of them has, you know, if you go to NPR, they get up donations for what they do. And indie radio, we don't get that. And there's nothing you can do in life for free. You know that. And it's very difficult for people to come forth and do stuff. But the thing is that we have done what we have with little shoestring budgets, more than what the mainstream media offers. And again, those people out there that feel that, you know, they don't need to be a part of this, if they are out there and you talk up, you need to be connected to media that will protect you. And that's what we offer over here. So again, this is the end of the broadcast today, but it's continuing. I go 7 days a week. No sleep sometimes. Because this is America, my country, too. Good night and love and peace to you all.
Don't forget, you're all part of God, and God loves you all.
Good night.
A message for all.